Each week we collect the contributions from our regular columnists as they appeared on NautaLocal.com and bring them to you in this post, just in case you missed them. Pav, you've made a New Year's resolution, now how do you keep going? We debuted our weekly Pav column this week with a contribution from Mike Balsam. Pav, of course, stands for Point of View. Each week one of our NOTL local reporters will chime in on a current topic or something he or she has been thinking about. It could be controversial or humorous, it might be a local, national or worldwide issue, it could be about human nature or politics. Whatever the topic, we hope it makes you think and we welcome your feedback each week. Read this week's POV for some tips on how to make that New Year's resolution stick. And while we're on the topic, why not participate in our anonymous New Year's resolution poll here? Intrusive thoughts about Niagara Falls. This week Owen Bjorgen gazes out at Niagara Falls while doing a bit of navel gazing about the number of our animal friends who must unwittingly take the 53-meter plunge over the mighty cataract each and every day. Deer, fish, beavers, snakes, birds, they're rarely seen in the water but it must happen. Read about Owen's intrusive thoughts here. View from the Couch, a review of Mon Oncle. Donald Coombe first saw the French film Mon Oncle, starring the great Jacques Tati, when it was released in 1958, the year it won the Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film. The comedy stuck in his mind as his favorite movie of all time. After lamenting its absence on today's streaming service, he was able to track it down on YouTube. Read Donald's review of his favorite film, spoiler alert, he likes it, here. Where's Ben? Let us know where in NOTL Ben Foster is in today's photo. Last time we saw Ben Foster, he was whooping it up on the swing set at Simcoe Park, a very recognizable Niagara-on-the-Lake landmark in light of the correct answers that flowed in last week. Where is Ben this week? Find you how you can make your guess here. Ricky Rapp, looking back on music enjoyed in 2024. Although one of his favorite things to do is to spin one of his vinyl records on his turntable, Rick Mills does stream music using iTunes. The list of his most often repeated songs, generated by Apple, is an interesting one, topped off by the great Canadian singer, songwriter, and incredible guitar player Bruce Cockburn. See Rick's full list here.